Saba blessing and welcome to all the dear family that are joining us in the room and for those precious souls that are listening on the phone, on the radio, on the later recording. Welcome and Saba blessing to all of you in the name of Jesus on this blessed Sabbath, June 13, 2015. This is lesson 131. This is chapter 27, entitled, Those Can Make Me Clean, and this is part 5. The opening song to our study today is entitled, Safely Through Another Week, and is number 384 in the hymn book, if you have them. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now our blessing see, waiting in His courts today. Hail of all the wheat the best, emblems of eternal rest. Hail of all the wheat the best, emblems of eternal rest. While we see supplies of grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show that reconciling face, take away the sin and shame. From a worldly care set free, may we rest this day in Thee. From a worldly care set free, may we rest this day in Thee. When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel Thy presence near. May Thy glory meet our eyes while we in Thy house appear. Here are for us, Lord, our days of our everlasting feast. Here are for us, Lord, our days of our everlasting feast. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Though may all our Sabbaths be till we rise to reign with Thee. Though may all our Sabbaths be till we rise to reign with Thee. Amen. If any one of the dear family, mommies, daddies, boys and girls, would like to have opening prayer, blah, blah, blah.
Let's look on you and bow our hearts and our minds and submit ourselves before Godhead. O righteous and heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. And thank you indeed for truly bringing us safely through another week. Thank you for giving us the strength to overcome each test and trial that we may individually face this week, dear Father God. And thank you for giving us a day that we can put that all aside and reverence you on your blessed Sabbath day. Lord, I pray that you forgive us all for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known and unknown, dear Father God, I pray. I pray that you send your Holy Spirit to give us spiritual discernment so that we can see our character defects, so that we can give it to you, so that we can then indeed take on your righteousness and your character, dear Father, I pray. Please be with each and every one of us that are here today. And for those that are listening over the phones, and for those that will listen at a later time, I pray that for those that are who are not here with us, wherever they are, you touch them, dear Father God, and you let them know that they are missed, dear Father, and that we're thinking about them. I pray, Lord, that you continue to give us your Holy Spirit, dear Father, so that we can spiritually discern the lessons that we are about to partake of, dear Father. Thank you for this heavenly food. We love you, Lord, and we lift up your name. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. In no other name than Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer, dear sisters. And welcome to all the dear ones that are joining us in the room. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 33, verse 9 from the King James Version, and it reads, "For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." This week, boys and girls, we will end with part 5 of our lesson entitled, "Those Can Make Me Clean," of our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah,
blah, blah. Mark 2:9. Whether it was easy to say to the sick of the palsy, "Thy sins be forgiven thee," or to say, "Arise and take up thy bed and walk." Mark 2:10. "But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he sent the sick of the palsy."
Mark chapter 2, verse 12. "And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this in this fashion."
John 1:3-8. "He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." John 1:4. "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." Amen. John 10:10. "The thief comes not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly." Amen.
God bless everyone. Continuing, 1 Corinthians chapter 15:45. "And so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit." Psalms 103:3. "Who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who heal all thy diseases." Amen.
Praise the Lord. So today we will cover pages 269 through 271. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, blah, blah, blah.
Desire of Ages, page 269. "Then he who had been born on a litter to Jesus rises to his feet with the elasticity and strength of youth. The life-giving blood bounds through his veins. Every organ of his body springs into sudden activity. The glow of health succeeds the pallor of approaching death. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion." Desire of Ages, page 269, paragraph 3. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 269. "Oh, a wondrous love of Christ, stooping to heal the guilty and the afflicted, divinity sorrowing over and soothing the ills of the suffering humanity. Oh, marvelous power, thus displayed to the children of men. Who can doubt the messages of salvation? Who can slight the mercies of the compassionate Redeemer?" Savages, page 269, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What were the actions bore within the paralytic man's body when Jesus raised him to his feet? And what stooped to heal the guilty and the afflicted ones? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up, little ones.
The answer is, the life-giving blood bounds through his veins. Every organ of his body springs into sudden activity. The glow of health succeeds the pallor of approaching death, and the wondrous love of Christ.
Christ. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn a beautiful song together, dear ones, entitled The Wondrous Love of Jesus.
The wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place.
Praise the Lord, and that truly is a promise for all of us. So let us continue in our study. We are still in page 269.
The Life Ages, page 269. It requires nothing less than creative power to restore health to the decaying body. The same voice that spoke life to man created from the dust of the earth and has spoken life to the dying paralytic. And the same power that gave life to the bodies had renewed the heart. He who at the creation spake, and it was, who commanded, and it stood fast, Psalms 33:9, has spoke life to the soul dead in trespassing and sin. The healing of the body was an evidence of the power that had renewed the heart. Christ bade the paralytic arise and walk, that ye may not, he said, that the Son of Man have power on earth to forgive sin. Life Ages, page 269, paragraph 5. And on the picture on the side, it says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Hebrews 9:22.
Amen.
Amen.
Desire of Ages, pages 270. The paralytic found in Christ's healing for both the soul and the body. The spiritual healing was followed by physical restoration. This lesson should not be overlooked. There are today thousands suffering from physical disease, who, like the paralytic, are longing for the message. Thy sins are forgiven. The burden of sin with its unrest and unsatisfied desire is the foundation of the marriages. They can find no relief until they come to the healer of the soul. The peace which he alone can give would impart vigor to the mind and the health to the body. Desire of Ages, page 270, paragraph 1.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What was required to restore health to a decaying body as well as to renew the heart? And what did the paralytic find in Christ? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, it required nothing less than creative power. The same power that gave life to the body had renewed the heart, and he found healing for both the soul and the body. The spiritual healing was followed by physical restoration. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 270. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. In him was life, and he says, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. He is a quickening spirit. 1 John 3:8, John 1:4, 10:10, and 1 Corinthians 15:45. And he still has the same life-giving power as when on earth he healed the sick and spoke forgiveness to the sinner. He forgiveth all thy iniquities and he healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 103:3, Desire of Ages, page 270, paragraph 2.
Desire Ages 270. The effect produced upon the people by the healing of the paralytic was as if heaven had opened and revealed the glory of the better world. As the man who had been cured passed through the multitude, blessing God at every step Amen. And bearing his burden as if it were the Father's weight, the people fell back to him. The people fell back to give him room with an awe-stricken face glazed upon him, whispering softly among themselves, "We have seen strange things today." Isaiah 270, paragraph 3. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What are the things Jesus came to do, and what was the effect produced upon the people by the healing of the paralytic? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Heal all the diseases, and forgive all thine iniquity. And it was as if heaven had opened and revealed the glories of the better world. Amen.
Amen. Let's learn another scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of John, and that is taken from John chapter 1, 1, 5, and 9 through 11.
Leviticus page 270. The Pharisees were dumb with amazement and overwhelmed with defeat. They saw that there was no opportunity for the dumb people in front of the multitude. The wonderful work brought upon the man who they had given over to the wrath of God had so impressed the people that the rabbis were for the time forgotten. They saw that Christ possessed a power which they had ascribed to God alone. Yet the gentle dignity of his manner was in marked contrast to their own haughty bearing. They were disconnected and abashed, recognizing but not confessing the presence of the superior being. The stronger the evidence that Jesus had power on earth to forgive sins, the more firmly they entreated entrenched themselves in Ambongi. From the home of Peter, where they had seen a paralytical stored by his word, they went away to invent new schemes for silencing the Son of God. Desire of Ages, page 70, paragraph 4.
And praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. How did the wonderful work brought upon the men so impress the people that the rabbis were for the time forgotten? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah.
The answer is they saw that Christ possessed a power which they had ascribed to God alone, that the gentle dignity of his manner was in marked contrast to their own haughty bearing.
Desire of Ages, page 271. Physical disease, however, malignant and deep-seated, was healed by the power of Christ. But the disease of the soul took a firmer hold upon those who closed their eyes against the light. Leprosy and palsy were not so terrible as bigotry and unbelief. Amen. Desire of Ages, page 271, paragraph 1. And continuing, in the home of the healed paralytic, there was great rejoicing when he returned to his family, carrying with ease the couch upon which he had been solely borne from their presence but a short time before. They gathered round with tears of joy, scarcely daring to believe their eyes. He stood before them in the full vigor of manhood. Those arms that had seen lifeless were quick to obey his will. The flesh that had been shrunken and laden hued was now fresh and ruddy. He walked with a firm, free step. Joy and hope were written in every lineament of his countenance, and an expression of purity and peace had taken place of the marks of sins and suffering. Glad thanksgiving went up from that home, and God was glorified through his Son, who had restored hope to the hopeless and strength to the stricken one. This man and his family were ready to lay down their lives for Jesus. No doubt dimmed their fate, no unbelief marred their fealty to him who had brought light into their darkened home. Desire of Ages, page 271, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What diseases of the soul have firm hold upon those who close their eyes against the light, than leprosy and palsy? And how thankful were the paralytic man and his family, and what were they willing to do for Jesus? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah.
The answer is bigotry and unbelief were more terrible, and this and his family were ready to lay down their lives for Jesus. No doubt dimmed their faith, no unbelief marred their fealty to him who had brought light into their darkened home.
Amen. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear one, from the book of Hebrews, and that is found in chapter 11, verse 6. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of our first section of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And now we are asking that you gather all those little precious little ones very close to the mic, for this is story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God.
Good morning, boys and girls. We're coming to you from Alden, Nebraska today. All right. Blessed or happy are they that do his commandments, that keep them, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. In other words, the person who obeys will be welcomed in heaven. That's Revelation 22:14. The affections of the pleasure lover are drawn away from heavenly to earthly things. He subordinates the glories of eternity or the engrossing interests of time. That means the person makes the things of heaven less important in his thinking than earthly things. He would rather go to a ball game than study the Bible. In his desire to possess earthly riches, the heavenly treasure is lost from view. He's so interested in making money that he forgets all about heaven. The claims of the future life are disregarded, and the interests of this life hold sway. He forgets he should be preparing for heaven, and when judgment day comes, he won't be ready. Christ brings the nobler world to view. In other words, he tells us about heaven. He presents the advantages of citizenship in that city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. He takes us to the threshold of infinity and shows us its glories, declaring them to be within the reach of all who will live in harmony with the laws of God. Jesus loves to tell us about the wonders and happiness that await the obedient in heaven. Through obedience to the law of Jehovah, or God, the human family may become a united, happy family in the city of God. But there is no room there for those who have no regard for the will of God. If you have no interest in doing God's will, you won't be allowed there, because you wouldn't be happy there. All who will may gain everlasting life, but they must gain it by accepting the law of God as their guide in this life instead of seeking to follow their own laws. Those who will live a life that is in harmony with the Father, Christ will impart the virtues of his life. That means if you want to be like Jesus, he'll help you. Think ye that the commandment keepers will be sorry? In other words, do you think those who get to heaven will be sorry that they're there? Oh, and mourn when the pearly gates of the golden city of God are swung back on their glittering hinges? That is, when the gates open to the saved and they are welcomed in? No, they'll never be sorry then. They will then rejoice that they are not under the bondage of the law. They'll be happy that they are not condemned sinners, but that they have kept God's law and therefore are free from it. We are not condemned by the law if we are obedient. They will have right to the tree of life, a right to its healing virtues. The God of heaven has placed a benediction or a blessing upon them that keep the commandments of God. He who has been faithful over the few things of earth will be made ruler over many things in the eternal world of glory. Sons and Daughters, page 47. Blessed or happy are they that do his commandments or keep them, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. In other words, the person who obeys will be welcomed in heaven. Revelation 22:14. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. Remember, dear ones, that is a very, very important scripture to be able to memorize, for the whole world has just taught that the commandment was to obey with, and it was nailed to the cross. Next week, we will begin a new chapter in our study entitled Levi Matthew, of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of dear family, little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have closing prayer. Babula.
If we can all kneel on our heads and our hearts. Oh, Father, thank you for this gift to have this blessed day. I thank you for this gift to wake us up this morning. I thank you for this gift to go through the scripture study. Forgive us all our sins and iniquity on Christ our spirit. Protect us from being gone. Protect us from the things we should do. Let us not feel to be just lazy or slothful or careless. Let us feel to be discerning. And discerning and business believers, and also let's be able to always be known what is the right thing to do. Also, protect us from the ego, lest I say child mercies, and also, shield us from all temptations the devil uses against us, and be healed from all the diseases and parasites of the world, that we will be able to be in strong health. We can see each blessing that we learn to others that they may be able to understand it also. Just like in this class, calling in it.
We have actually prepared some activities for all the family to enjoy and continue the dialogue. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed, and may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.